Deuteronomy 32, verse 10 to 13.
生命记32章10到13节。
He found him in a desert land, and in a waste, howling wilderness. He led him about, he instructed him, he kept him as the apple of his eyes, as an eagle stir up her nest, fluttered over her young, spread abroad her wings, take them and bear them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth that he might eat the increase of the field. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock.
耶和华遇见他在旷野荒凉野兽吼叫之地，就环绕他，看顾他，保护他，如同保护眼中的瞳人，又如鹰搅动巢窝，在雏鹰以上两翅扇展，接取雏鹰背在两翼之上。这样耶和华独自引导他，并无外邦神与他同在。耶和华使他乘驾地的高处，得失田间的土产，又使他从磐石中扎米，从坚石中吸油。
You know, this morning we talk about this great eagle in Exodus 19:4.
今天早上我们从出埃及记19:4讲到这伟大的鹰。But I
felt that God wants to know more about the eagle, which reveals something about God Himself.
我觉得神要我们更了解鹰，这样我们就更了解神。
Because by understanding the eagle, we understand the ways of God.
借着了解鹰之道，我们就了解神的道。
No wonder 40 years later, Moses repeated that description of that eagle in Deuteronomy 32, verse 10 to 13.
难怪在40年之后，摩西重新的再把神对于鹰的这个描述再说一次。
Because they may have forgotten what he spoke 40 years ago in Exodus 19.
因为这些以色列百姓也许已经忘记神在40年之前在出埃及记19章的时候说的。
And here it says that God found him in the desert land.
这里说耶和华遇见他在旷野荒凉之地。
Do you know that our life is like a desert?
我们的生命原就像旷野。
He says that he found him in the waste land.Called the wilderness.
在这个旷野的地方就是荒凉之地。
Do you know that we live a wasted life, wasted by the destructive effects of sin?
因为罪的毁坏，我们的生命就变成一种浪费的沙漠或是旷野。
God picked up the rotten apples and the polluted things, and He bring it unto Himself and He purify it.
神捡取这些烂苹果，这些被污染的东西，然后呢，把它洁净之后，就归他自己。
Do you know that is what we call the amazing story of grace?
这就是令人惊异的恩典的故事。
The year 2005.
公元2005年。
God spoke to me. He says it's going to be the year of the overflowing river of the favor of God upon the body of Christ.
他说公元2005年呢，神会将他的恩典如同河流仗义在外流在他百姓身上。
How many of you have a computer at home?
多少人家里有电脑？
Oh, majority. Have you seen the website I wrote in January about the prophetic word of 2005?
有没有看过牧师的网站上面讲到2005年的这个预言？
In Chinese and English.
有中文跟英文。
So look, we always put up prophetic articles.
我们总是会在网站上放一些先知性的文章。
This is a very crucial year.
是一个非常关键的一年。
You must understand the favor of God.
一定要了解神的恩惠。
Those who move mightily this year are walking in the power of His favor.
假如是谁在今年行走在神的大能当中，就是在神的恩惠里。
When I wrote that book last year, The Apple of God's Eye.
去年我写神眼中的瞳人这本书的时候呢。
In my first chapter, I say,The year 2004 is the year of favor, and the year 2005 is the overflowing flowing of the river of favor.
我在第一章就讲，公元2004年是神开始给予他百姓恩典，2005年是恩典仗义的年。
And we have people, even people like Patricia King and others, they spoke about the year 2005, the year of favor.
那么有许多的先知们也讲到，公元2005年是恩惠之年。
If you have that book.Please read it over and over and over again.
假如你买了牧师这本书的话，要请你一再的读它。
This is the year.
因为这是今年。
You must eat the pages of that book.
你好像要把那本书的每一页都把它吃下去。
You must read until you know it so well.
你要仔细读，一直到你熟悉了那本书。
Until the revelation from those pages come off.From the book and rub into your soul.
好像从那个书页上面的这个启示呢，跳起来进入你的灵魂。
I urge you that this is one of the important book to master and practice in the year 2005.
所以我鼓励各位一定要好好的读这本书，在2005年的时候熟悉这本书的内容。
And if you have a book and you only read it once and you leave it on the shelf, I tell you, go back and read it over and over again.
假如你有这本书只读了一次就把它放在书架上，要回去再读它。
And I'm telling you, if you have friends who fail in life, who struggle in life, get the book for them.
假如你有朋友他在生命当中一直在失败，你要买这本书给他读。
That will be the best Chinese ang bao that you can give your friends.
这是最好的中国红包你可以给他的。
I'm telling you that.Book is going to be the power that will demonstrate miraculous things in the year 2005.
这本书呢将会在2005年展现出极大的能力。
Don't just read the book, get many books for your friends.
所以不是只有你自己读它，要买很多送给你的朋友。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because God said you are my peculiar treasure.
因为神说你是我特殊的宝贝。
In other words, you are God's favorite gemstone and precious thing, and he put it into his treasure box.
换句话说，你是神特殊的宝藏跟珠宝，他把你放在宝藏箱里。
Ladies and gentlemen, peculiar treasure means you are his favorite.
所以各位，这个特殊的宝藏意思是他特别的喜欢你。
The word favorite simply means the favored ones.
特别喜欢的那一位就是得到恩惠的那一位。
In other words,God looks upon you with favor and he speaks to the entire nation. He's saying, my eyes, you have found favor. I called you my peculiar treasure.
换句话说，神在整个国家里就看到你，他说，因为你在他眼前有恩惠，他把你当作是他特殊的宝藏。
And if you don't believe what I say,Moses 40 years later repeated the same words and he spoke it in verse 10.
假如你不相信我的话，你看摩西在40年之后对以色列百姓又说了一次，在第十节。
Verse 10, he kept him as the apple of his eye.
保护他如同保护眼中的瞳人。
That is the phrase in Zechariah chapter 2 verse 8.
撒迦利亚书第二章第八节也是这样讲的。
When God looks at you,
当神看着你
as he had looked,At the Old Testament Israel.
好像看到以色列，就在旧约的以色列。
He said, you are the apple of my eye.
你是我眼中的瞳人。
That's why you are my peculiar treasure.
这就是为什么你是我特殊的宝藏。
Do you know, ladies and gentlemen, today in the new covenant experience, God say the same thing.
今天在新约当中，神对我们说同样的话。
If you don't believe me,
假如你不相信我，
turn with me to 1 Peter,
我们看彼得前书
Chapter 2
第二章
First Peter chapter 2
彼得前书第二章
And verse
9第二章第九节
But you are a chosen generation A royal priesthood And holy nation A peculiar people
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度。
If you have a good Bible, the word peculiar people in the margin rendering, it says God's own special people.
是属神的子民，这个是
Right? His own special people.
这是讲到属神的子民，或者是说特殊属神的宝贝。
In the Old Testament,
在旧约里
he looked at Israel.
他看到以色列
he said you are my peculiar treasure.
他说你是属于我特殊的宝贝
and then
然后
many thousand years later
几千年之后
he looked at us.
他看着我们
he looked at the church.
看着教会
he said you are my peculiar people.
他说你是我特殊的宝贝
same Hebrew rending my own special treasure my own special people my own special possession
所以凡是圣经上讲到，我们中文圣经讲你是属我的子民，这个翻译呢其实有很多种，那个同样的意思都是你是我的宝贝，你是特殊属我的，你是特别的。
We are God's special.
所以我们是属神特殊的特别。
And until you understand what it means to be a special,
一直到你真实的了解什么叫做特殊的宝贝。
Until you understand what it means by being a peculiar treasure,
一直到你明白什么叫做特殊的宝贝。
You will never have great success in life.
不然的话你在生命当中就不会有成功。
Because in that statement,
因为在这句话里
which he never revealed in Exodus 19,
他在出埃及第十九章并没有说明白。
Exodus 19, he said, they are peculiar treasure.
这里在出埃及第十九章既有说他们是属我特殊的
宝贝。But yet 40 years later in Deuteronomy, he used another phrase. He didn't use peculiar treasure, he used it as an apple of his eye.
可是在40年之后在出埃及记对不起申命记32章他没有用同样的话，他说他们是属我眼中的同人。
Do you know that when God pronounced this blessing over Israel,
当神把这个祝福放在以色列身上，
He said, you are my peculiar treasure,
说你是我属我特殊的宝贝。
And with that blessing, He sent them off into the wilderness.
因为有这样的祝福才能被差遣进入旷野。
For 40 years,
40年来
they survived the wilderness.
他们在旷野存活了。
How did they survive the wilderness?
怎么可以在沙漠里还活下来？
Manna from heaven, water from the rock.
因为从石头里面可以出水，从天上降下玛纳。
Because of God's pronouncement of that particular blessing.
这就是因为神在他们身上摆了一个这个特殊的祝福。
How did Joshua enter into the Canaan land and conquer the land for Jehovah?
约书亚如何进入迦南地为耶和华神占领这块地？
Because of that particular blessing of Jehovah on Israel.
这是因为耶和华神在以色列百姓身上有这个特殊的祝福。
How did they survive as a nation surrounded by the hostile neighbors?
在他们四周有这么多敌对的国家，他们怎么能够生存呢？
Because they receive a particular blessing.
因为他们有一个特殊的祝福。
That today,
今天
Israel is the 20th largest economy in the world and the 10th largest militarily army well-equipped nation.
今天以色列国是全世界第二十个经济大国，第十个军事大国。
How did they survive today to be so prosperous?
他们怎么能够存活到今天还这么丰盛呢？
How did the Jews overtake and run the Wall Streets in America and become prosperous people?
这些犹太人怎么可以在美国华尔街简直是完全掌管了美国的经济？
Do you know that in Washington D.C. the most expensive plot of land majority are owned by Jews?
华盛顿 D.C. 最贵的这些土地大部分都是犹太人所拥有。
Because of this particular blessing.
就是因为这个特殊的祝福。
That's why the Jews are very rich and very prosperous and very successful.
这就是为什么犹太人为这么有钱、这么富有、这么丰盛。
If you go to international airport, you look at how the Jews wear. They wear expensive clothes and expensive shoes.
假如你去国际机场，你看到犹太人他们所穿的都是最贵的衣服、最贵的鞋子。
Because of this particular blessing,
就是因为有这个特殊的祝福。
Ladies and gentlemen,
所以各位
，this particular blessing is simply summarized by one word: the favor of God.
这样特别的祝福只有一个字来总结，就是神的恩惠。
If God pronounced that favor over Israel,
假如神把这样的恩惠放在以色列身上
，and it became a great nation,
而以色列成为一个大国。
No enemy can destroy them and wipe them out.
没有仇敌可以把他们消灭。
Today they are recognized in the United Nations as a nation.
今天他们被联合国所接受是个独立的国家。
Because of this favor.
就是因为有这个恩惠。
Ladies and gentlemen.
所以各位。
The same favor pronounced through the mouth of Peter. He says the same favor is on God's people tonight.
所以从同样的这种的祝福呢，从彼得的口中，他也对新约的信徒说，在神的百姓身上。
God's favor is on our life.
神的恩惠在我们的生命里。
But yet,
然而
we are not walking in the reality of God's pronouncement of that blessing.
然而我们却没有走在神所给我们这个祝福的实际里。
Because we have failed to understand.That God has given us something that makes us different from every other race on the face of this earth.
因为我们实在不了解神原来给我们这样一个特殊的祝福，让我们与地上其他的种族百姓是这么不同。
It was because of this distinct blessing that we are the head and not the tail.
也就是因为这个特殊的祝福，所以我们才能坐首不坐尾。
It is because of this distinct blessing. Blessed shall you be going in, and blessed shall you be when you go out.
也就是因为有这个特殊的祝福，所以你出你入都蒙福。
It is because of this distinct blessing that God will fill your storehouse and you'll be filled with plenty.
也就是因为有这个特殊的祝福，以至于你的仓里、你的仓库都是充满的。
It is because of this distinct blessing that you are the lender and not the borrower.
也就是因为有这个独特的祝福，所以你会借给人，而不向人借贷。
It is this distinct blessing that is on the life of Israel that the enemy will come in one way, but they will flee in terror seven ways.
因为这个特殊的祝福在以色列人身上，因此仇敌从一路攻击，必从七路逃跑。
You see, God has given us the blessing.
因为神已经给我们这个祝福了。
The blessing above all other blessings.
是。各样祝福之上的祝福。
I'm telling you, this blessing is far superior than all other blessings.
这个祝福是远超过其他的祝福。
Because this is a unique covenant blessing that only comes because of the pleasure and the delight of God upon His covenant people.
这个独特的祝福就来自于神对他立约百姓的一个喜悦跟爱。
And He instituted.In the temple worship, and he commanded Aaron and all the four sons, and says that when you minister unto me, you will come out of my presence, and you will pronounce this blessing over the people of God.
并且在圣殿里的时候呢，他对于亚伦跟他四个儿子说，当你们在我的同在里服侍之后，你们要离开我的同在，把这个祝福向我的百姓宣告。
And it is found in the book of Numbers chapter 6.
我们来看民数记第六章。
The book of Numbers chapter 6.
民数记第六章。
Verse 22, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Spake unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, On this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, The Lord bless thee and keep thee.The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace.
耶和华晓谕摩西说，你告诉亚伦和他儿子说，你们要这样为以色列人祝福，说，愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你，愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你，愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。他们要如此奉我的名为以色列人祝福，我也要赐福给他们。
God specifically instituted this priestly blessing.
神特别把这个大祭司的祝福给了我们。
He says that never forget to release this particular blessing upon the nation of Israel.
他说绝对不要忘记把这个祝福放在以色列国身上。
And he makes sure that they will utter exactly the content of this blessing.
并且他们要讲的话语的内容就实实在在要照着这样说。
And Aaron faced the entire nation.
所以亚伦就面对了整个国家。
And he blanket the entire nation and covered it with this unique blessing.
就用这个特殊的祝福把整个国家给遮盖了。
The Lord bless you and keep you.
耶和华赐福给你，保护你。
But then he used a phrase. And the Lord makes his face shine.To shine upon you.
愿耶和华使他的脸光照你。
Do you know when God's face begins to shine on you, which means He turned His face towards you and look at you with pleasure? That's what it means in the Hebrew language.
在希伯来文原文的意思是，当他把他的脸转向你，就是他喜悦你。
And then He said, "And the Lord be gracious to you." In the Hebrew, the Lord be in favor towards your cause in life.
神赐恩给你，就是神在你生命的道路上给你恩惠。
And the Lord lift up His countenance again, second time. He said, "The Lord's face is shining upon you."
他说，愿耶和华向你扬脸，再一次。
And He gave you peace.
他说，他要看着你，给你平安。
Look at what three times the Hebrewic phrase about favor. He said his face shine upon you. Secondly, be gracious to you. Thirdly, lifting up his countenance of favor upon you. Three times he pronounced the favor of God upon the people.
在这个短短的几句里说了三次神要给他们恩惠，一个是仰脸照他们，一个是赐他们恩惠，又再说要仰脸赐你平安，就三次了。
Until they receive the favor of God,
一直到他们接受了神的恩典，
they have no blessings in life.
在他们接受神恩典之前，他们是没有祝福的。
It is when they are in the favor of God, in God's good book and pleasure, they keep the blessings.
唯有在神的恩惠、神的喜悦当中，他们才能够把这个祝福留住。
Just example, when a boss has favor over the employee, that employee will always have job in the company because the boss like him.
假如一个老板喜欢这个员工的话，这个员工永远不会被裁员，因为老板总是喜欢他，给他工作。
So he will keep his job.
所以他会保有他的工作。
The same way you keep the blessings of God on your life.
同样的，你保守神的祝福在你的生命里。
The same way you keep the finance of God in your pocket.
还有保守神的财物在你的口袋里。
The same way you keep the anointing of God in your life.
保持神的恩膏在你的生命里。
Until you have this favor.
一直到你拥有这个恩膏恩惠。
You will lose it very quickly.
不然的话呢，你所得的祝福很快也没了。
But when you have this favor,
可是当你有恩惠，
all this blessing will always be in your hands.
这些的祝福就会总是在你手里。
And you will always walk in supernatural peace.
你就会走在超自然的平安里。
No enemy can touch you.
没有什么仇敌能够碰你。
You know why no enemy can touch you?
为什么仇敌不能碰你？
You know why no enemy can destroy you?
为什么仇敌不能摧毁你？
Because favor means you are the apple of his eyes.
因为恩惠的意思是你是神眼中的瞳人。
Would anyone in a sensible mind say, Oh, you don't like me, is it?
假如一个精神正常的人，他会这样说，你不喜欢我哈。
Come closer, now, stretch out your finger and poke at my eyes, people.
有人会说，那你若不喜欢我，你靠近我，把你的手指插进我的眼睛，插我的瞳孔，可以吗？
Would they do that?
这个、有
Now you defend against it, right?
当然有人这样对你，你马上要防卫自己。
And you are in the pupil of God's eyes.
你就是在神的瞳孔里。
Can the enemy poke his finger at God's eyes?
难道仇敌可以把他的手指戳向神的眼睛吗？
No.
不可以。
He will never allow that to happen.
神绝对不会容许这个发生。
He will not allow that to happen to you.
绝对不会容许这事发生在你身上。
Can I tell you something?
所以我告诉你。
Can I tell you the secret of the anointing?
告诉你恩膏的秘诀。
Are you ready?
有没有预备好啊？
You see, God used the word the apple of his eye.
神说是他眼中的瞳人。
Which represents favor.
代表恩惠。
Now, the apple is a Hebrew phrase to use to talk about the physical organ of the pupil.
这个讲到所谓的苹果，讲到就是瞳人，讲到我们的瞳孔。
So we are in God's eyes.
我们在神的眼睛里。
Right? Inside where? God's eyes.
我们是在神的眼睛里，对吧？
Ladies and gentlemen.
所以各位呢？
What is God's eye?
什么是神的眼？
Revelation 5:6 say,
启示录五章六节说，
The seven eyes are the seven spirits of God sent forth into the earth.
神的七眼就是神的七灵被差遣进入全地。
In other words, the seven eyes are the sevenfold manifestation of the Holy Spirit.
也就是圣灵七种特性的彰显。
And if you are in God's eye,
假如你在神的眼里，
and God's eyes is the Holy Spirit,
神的眼就是圣灵，
and if the Holy Spirit is the anointing,
在圣灵里面就是恩膏。
Hosea, if you are in favor,
假如你有恩惠，
you will always be in the anointing.
你总会在那个恩膏里。
You will always be living in the Spirit.
你会住在灵里。
The Holy Spirit will never leave you nor forsake you.
圣灵绝对不会丢弃你或离开你。
You don't have to worry.
不用担心。
Do I need to pray 10 hours before I abide in the anointing?
要不要先祷告十个小时才能住在恩膏里？
No, you say, I am God's peculiar treasure.
你就说我其实就是神的宝贝。
I am the apple of his eye.
我是神眼中的瞳人。
I have the favor of God.
我有神的恩惠。
Therefore I live in the presence of God.
所以我住在神的同在里，整天都在那儿。
Whoa, amen.
Amen.
That's the secret.
这就是秘诀。
You don't struggle to live in the anointing.
不是在那里挣扎。
You say, Pastor, prove to me that what you say is so true.
牧师啊，你证明给我看看，你说的是真的。
Well, I prove to you.
跟你证明一下。
In Genesis chapter 39.
创世纪三十九章。
Now tonight my message is not prepared.
今天我讲的并不是我预备的。
You ask her, I prepared another list, and now the Lord changed again.
对，他原来要讲的那个聚会前改了，现在又改了。
Hallelujah, Genesis 39.
创世纪三十九章。
Okay.You found it?
找到没有？旧约圣经四十九页。
Now here it says in verse 21.
第二十一节。
But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison.
但耶和华与约瑟同在，向他施恩，使他在私狱的眼前蒙恩。
Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord was with Joseph.
神与约瑟同在。
Did he say he spent 10 hours praying in tongues in the prison cell?
这里没有讲约瑟花十个小时在监狱里面方言祷告。
Did he say that he fasted for 7 days?
也没有说他禁食七天。
No.
没有。
No record of prayer?
这里没有讲说他祷告。
No record of fasting?
也没有讲他禁食。
No record of he holding a Bible and went to prison?
没有讲他带了圣经去监狱。
Now all these things are important.
这些都很重要。
But because tonight we want to focus on the subject on favor, that's what we say from this angle. So I hope you don't misunderstand me.
希望大家不要误解，因为我们今天所强调的是恩惠，所以我们特别从这个角度来看。
I was trying to tell you, the Lord was with Joseph in the prison cell because of only one thing, because it was recorded only one thing here, one thing.
我要跟各位讲的是，耶和华与约瑟在监狱里同在，只因为一个原因，因为在圣经上只记载了他。
He said, God was with Joseph because he had favor.
因为他有恩典，有恩惠。
When you are in the favor of God,
当你在神的恩惠里，
the presence of God will be with you.
神的同在就与你在一起。
I'm going to give you another scripture in the New Testament.
在新约里给你另外一节经文。
But notice something.
注意了。
When the favor of God was on Joseph,
当神的恩惠在约瑟身上。
The Bible say Joseph was promoted to be in charge of all the prisoners.
圣经说约瑟就被提升管所有的监狱。
And then whatever he do in verse 23, the Lord caused it to prosper.
二十三节，不管约瑟手下做什么，耶和华与他同在。
You want prosperity?
你要胜利吗？
You want success?
你要成功吗？
In the year 2005,
公元2005年。
It is not by sweat or nor by blood.
不是借你流血流汗呢。
It is not by hard work alone.
不是只有努力工作。
It is by the favor of God.
而是借着神的恩惠。
And tonight, if you understand this favor,
假如你今天晚上了解这个恩惠，
I'm going to end with a very unique ending.
所以我要结束的时候是一个非常特殊的结尾。
Because you are going to jump.
那你会跳起来。
You are going to jump.
会跳起来。
You will be very happy.
你会非常高兴。
You like to be happy?
你要不要高兴?
Okay. Now to prove to you that when you are having the favor of God, the Spirit of God is on you.
跟你证明，假如你有神的恩惠，神的灵就与你同在。
Well, if you have your Bible,
我们来看圣经。
The best example,
最好的例子
is in the book of Matthew chapter 3,
马太福音第三章。
In verse 17,
十七节。
This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased.
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
Now when you say you are my beloved son, simply means you are my favorite son.
当神说这是我的爱子，就是神，这是我最喜欢的孩子。
The word beloved means the son of his favor.
所爱的意思就是他最喜欢的。
God the Father loved this only begotten son of God.
天父如此爱这位唯一的独生子。
And the word beloved means the love of God, the favor of God is on that person.
所爱的这个意思就是神的爱与神的恩惠在这个人身上。
And if that is true,
假如这是真的，
then we understand why the Holy Ghost come upon him.
我们就了解为什么圣灵会降临到他身
上。Because in verse 16, he said the heavens was opened and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him.
因为十六节这里说，神的灵仿佛鸽子降下落在他的身上。
So when you begin to walk in the favor of God,
开始走在神的恩惠中，
then the favor of God will draw the presence of God upon your life.
神的恩惠就会吸引神的同在在你的身上。
You know, many times,
很多时候
when I begin to understand revelation,
我开始了解启示
I don't struggle in spiritual things anymore.
我不在那种属灵的事上挣扎
I don't try to get things by hard work and not even hard work in prayer. I get it by revelation.
当我真正了解什么是启示的含义，我就不再利用自己的努力、劳力来得到意义，而是准备接受启示。
And tonight we are going to catch it by revelation.
所以今天晚上我们要借着启示来抓住。
Amen.
Amen.
You know, you read the book, but I'm going to give you a secret on how to walk in it.
虽然你读了那本书，可是我现在给你这个秘诀，如何走在这个恩惠里。
Now, would you turn with me to Psalms 84?
我们来看诗篇84篇。
Psalms 84.
诗篇84篇。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace or favor and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walketh uprightly.
因为耶和华神是日头是盾牌要赐下恩惠和荣耀他未尝留下一样好处不给那些行动正直的人
Favor, ladies and gentlemen is not earned by hard work
所以各位啊恩惠不是借着你努力工作赚取的
Favor is a gift
恩惠是一个礼物
How do you get a gift?
你怎么样会得到一个礼物呢
You get a gift not by paying with money or credit card. A gift means it's free.
礼物的意思就是免费给你的，不是你去买来的。
The Bible says in verse 11, the Lord gives.
这里十一节说神给。
When the Lord gives, it's a gift.
这是神赐下，当他赐下的时候就是一个礼物。
God gives favor.
神给你恩惠。
But you must learn where to receive this favor.
可是你要学到哪里去接收这个礼物呢?
David tell us where is the place that favor dropped down from heaven.
大卫告诉我们从哪里的这个恩惠会从天上掉下来。
He says in verse 10.
第十节。
For a day in thy court is better than a thousand. I had rather to be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness.
在你的院里住一日胜似在别处住千日。宁可在我神殿中看门，不愿住在恶人的帐篷里。
Notice it talks about where the place. It talks about the dwelling place of God, the tabernacle.
这里讲到神所住的地方，就是神的帐幕。
That's the place where God gives favor.
就在那个地方，神会把他的恩惠给你。
Favor is not found in the tents of wickedness.
这个恩惠不是在恶人的帐篷里有的。
So if you want to get the favor of God,
假如你要有神的恩惠,
you must begin to move in the Spirit and abide in the presence of God.
你要在圣灵里行走, 住在神的同在里。
And when the tabernacle of His presence is around your life,
当他同在的这个帐幕在你的生命里,
God will give favor as an impartation to you.
神的这个恩惠就好像一个传递进入你的生命。
So it's always good to always be spiritual, walking in the Spirit, living in the Spirit.
所以一定要走在圣灵里,住在圣灵里。
And would you like to turn also to Psalms 5?
我们来看诗篇第五篇。
Psalms 5.
第五篇。
And then in verse 12.
第十二节。
For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor, will thou compass him as with a shield.
因为你必赐福与义人耶和华你必用恩惠如同盾牌四面护卫他。
Now here it says that God will bless the righteous with a particular blessing. It's the blessing of favor.
这里他说神要赐福与义人是一个特殊的祝福就是恩惠。
Now, do you catch the revelation?
有没有抓到这个启示啊?
This revelation is powerful.
这个启示很有能力啊。
You know how you draw the favor of God into your life?
你怎么样把神的恩惠抓住进你的生命?
Not only you must be in the right environment,
不仅要在对的环境里,
but inside you, must have the right condition.
在你的里面要有一个对的状况。
And that condition is stated in verse 11.
第十一节讲到什么样的状况?
But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy. because thou defended them, let them also love thy name, be joyful in thee.
凡投靠你的，愿他们喜乐，时常欢呼，因为你护庇他们，又愿那爱你名的人都靠你欢心。
And here three times he says he make mention of the spirit of joy.
这里讲了三次这个喜乐。
In other words, when you are joyful in the Lord,
假如你在主里喜乐，
you know what happened? Favor will be attracted to you.
那么你就会吸引恩惠。
But when you have a miserable face, you are in heaviness, favor seems to be blocked from coming into your life.
假如你有一个很悲惨的脸庞，然后你的生命感觉很沉重，这样就阻挡了恩惠，不能够进入生命里。
So you must always smile.
所以总是要笑，微笑。
When you have laughter in your life, somehow it attracts the good things, the favor of God into your life.
当你的生命当中有喜乐，就会吸引好事情，是神的恩惠临到。
Amen.Can you describe to me what is favor?
你现在可不可以跟我说什么是恩惠啊？
Favor in that verse say is like a shield.
在这一节经文里面讲恩惠如同盾牌。
Now what is a shield?
什么是盾牌？
Now a Roman soldier, when someone throw a spear or an arrow towards him, he will lift up his shield to protect himself.
在罗马士兵他们都拿一个盾牌，如果有人向他们直矛的时候，就用盾牌挡住。
Right? That is a personal shield.
这是个人的盾牌。
But in the cavalry, at the army of the Roman Empire, they have an army where they have all the shields stacked up like a wall, surrounded the entire battalion.That means they surrounded the entire troops. They put up all the shields and surrounded, and nothing can penetrate in. Yes.
在加列山上的时候，这些的军队呢，他们把所有的盾牌都集合在一起，然后把他们军队的每一个人包在他们这个集合的盾牌后面。
And so no enemy can penetrate this wall of shield.
以至于没有仇敌可以通过这个盾牌所造成的墙。
Right. And here, God says.His favor is like a shield that surrounds you.
这里神说他的盾牌，恩惠如同盾牌围绕你。
Come.
来。
It means like this.
意思好像是这样。
Face them.
来面对他们。
Smile, call that camera.
笑一下。
You smile, right? And when you smile, the favor of God come.
好，当他围。微笑的时候，恩惠就来到。
Feel sad, very sad.
假如你很忧伤。
Bye bye. But when you smile, you attract the favor of God.
当你微笑的时候，你就吸引神的恩惠。
So the more she smiled, the angels stack up one shield.
她微笑的越多，天使就拿了盾牌站在她旁边。
Smile some more.
再微笑。
Stack some more.
再放一个盾牌。
Smile some more.
再微笑。
Stack some more.
再放一个盾牌。
Stack. It's all around her.
四周都是盾牌。
And then you know what happened? The enemy want to shoot fiery darts, but cannot touch her.
现在仇敌想要向她射火箭，可是射不到。
Wow, you are untouchable.
你是不可以被触摸的。
You have victory. The enemy cannot defeat you because of favor.
你得胜，仇敌不能够攻击你，是因为恩惠。
As long as you can keep your laughter, the devil cannot defeat you.
假如你能保持你的喜乐，仇敌就不能打败你。
You see, that's why Pastor Tai understand joy.
这是为什么戴牧师很了解喜乐。
He understand the positiveness of joy.
他知道喜乐的正面好处。
Because there is a protection.
因为有一个保护。
So stay joyful.
所以要持续保持喜乐。
Right?
对不对？
And you know something?
那你知道吗？
The moment you stay joyful,
你开始喜乐了。
Wow! Something happened to you. You know what happened to you?
会发生什么事呢？
Star war begin to happen in your life.
生命当中会有星际大战。
Hallelujah! You know you've seen Star War?
有没有看过星际大战啊？
You know those outer space movie?
像那种讲外太空太空船的事。
And they were fighting another battleship and they put on the force shield. Zoom! Meow!
他们那个太空船彼此用雷射线攻击的时候，他说我打开防护罩，有没有？然后有防护罩盖住，
cannot touch them，
所以就打不到。
Because it's protected by a force shield，
是因为他们有个防护罩罩住了。
Right? This is the same force shield. Faith and favor is like a force shield around you.
这个恩典恩惠跟信心呢就像盾牌在你四面环绕。
So the angel want to put a sound around you.
天使就放下防护罩。
And you say, ah, this pastor is talking nonsense. I don't believe it.
假如你说这牧师乱讲话不相信他。
No faith, zoop, no more.
没有信心没有防护罩。
But when you have faith, zoom, you will be protected.
有信心就会被保护。
Alright? Now, which means,
意思是说呢,
if God surrounds you with favor,
假如神用恩惠围在你四周,
wow, wow, they surround you to the left. Woo, you are there.On the left, he's there.
你向左，他也在那儿。
On the right, yeah, you're there.
你向右，他也在那儿。
In front, behind, he's there.
你向前，向后，他都在那儿保护你。
You know, when I got this revelation,
当我有这个启示。
Last year, my friend, I think she brought a brand new Toyota car in Jakarta.
我的朋友呢，他进口了一个新的 Toyota 的车子，在雅加达。
He said,Pastor, come and bless my car.
他说牧师啊，来祝福我的车子。
So okay, I said okay.
我说好。
So I saw it was a black shining car.
是一个黑色的车子。
So I sit into the car.
我就坐在车子里。
And then she drive me around.
他就开着车载我。
And she drive me for 1 hour.
开了一个小时。
After that, stop.
后来就停了。
She look at me.
看着我说。
Pastor,
牧师啊。
Have you forgotten something?
有没有忘记什么事？
You are supposed to bless my car.
你应该要来祝福我的车，不是吗
？I waited for 1 hour.
我已经等了一个小时了。
And I say, well, I bless your car.
我说我祝福你的车。
When do you bless my car?
他说你什么时候祝福的
？I have already blessed your car.
我已经祝福了。
I say, catch the revelation.
你抓到这个启示没？
喵，喵。When I stepped into the car, the favor of God was in the car.
当我一走进那个车子里呢，神的恩惠就进入那个车子。
And I say, I will not pray a prayer.
我说现在我不要做祷告。
I walk in the
走进这个防护罩里。
I walk in the anointing of favor.
走在这个恩惠的恩膏里。
It's already blessed.
这已经受祝福了。
I say, I will not pray. If I pray, it means I do not understand this revelation.
假如我现在还祷告的话，我真是没有了解这个启示。
I say, your car is already blessed. Bye bye.
好了，你的车已经受祝福，我走了。
I walk away.
所以我就走了。
She was stunned.
她好惊讶。
But within three weeks or to 1 month,
大概三个星期或四个星期之间
her shares went up.And she gained a profit, and she bought the entire car with no debt.
她的股票上涨啊，所以她赚了很多钱，所以她这个车子买的时候呢，没有任何贷款。
It was paid fully in cash.
用现金付，每一块钱都是现金。
Because of the favor of God.
因为这是神的恩惠。
You see, you must understand.
所以你要了解了。
The favor of God.
神的恩惠。
Let's look at another one.
我们来看另外一个。
Psalms 23.
诗篇二十三篇。
Now all of us read Psalms 23.
我们大家都读过诗篇二十三篇。
Right? We read it, but do we understand?
读了半天了解吗
？Well, God is our shepherd, yes.
啊，是啊，神是我们的牧者。
Oh, God look after us, yes.
神看顾我们。
He feed us with green pastures and still water, yes.
他在青草地，在安息水边喂养我们。
What else did He do?
还有啊，他做什么
？Oh, He anoint my head and my cup runneth over.
哦，他恩膏我的杯，使我福杯满溢。
What else?
还有呢
？You can quote everything. He prepared a table for me in the presence of my enemy.
他在我仇敌面前为我摆设宴席。
But we always left out the most crucial, important blessing.
可是我们总是忘记那最重要的祝福。
It was in verse 6.
这是第六节。
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me.All the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
Okay. Well, this is a very handsome man. Can I invite you?
这个英俊的男士，请你上来。
Can I invite this brother to come?
还有这位弟兄。
Okay. This man's face. He looks like a very good man.
他的脸看起来好像是个好人。
So he will represent goodness.
所以他代表恩惠。
This man.
这个人呢
？Needs God's help.
需要神的帮助。
No, 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 no. He represents mercy.
他代表慈爱。
Okay. Now God say.
神说。
When you have a relationship with the shepherd.
当你与这个牧羊人有一个关系。
He promises you a irreversible blessing.
他就允许你有这个不会收取回来的祝福。
One hand.
一只手。
Surely goodness.
有恩惠。
And the other hand.
另外一只手。
And mercy.
有慈爱。
Shall follow you.
要跟着你。
Amen.
Amen.
So I walk.
所以我走。
Where are they?
他们在哪儿啊？
They are side by side beside me.
他们一边站一个跟着我。
They are my companion.
他们是我的伙伴。
I move backwards.
我往后退。
Where are they?
他们在哪儿？
Still with me.
还跟我一样。
So I am in the south, probably in 高雄 or 台南。
好，现在我去高雄，去台南。
Now we move north to 台北。
哦，我们去台北。
Where are they?
他们在哪儿？
They are still with me, right?
仍然与我同在。
Can I ask you a question?
问你个问题。
Is our Lord Jesus our good shepherd?
主耶稣是不是我们的好牧人？
Are we his sheep?
我们是他的羊吗？
Yeah?
是的。
Okay. So would you like to hold hands?
你们要不要牵手?
You all hold hands?
你们都牵手。
Say to the one on the left, you are my goodness.
你对左边说你是我的恩惠。
Say the one on the right, you are my mercy.
对右手边说你是我的慈爱。
Okay? Hold on to them and don't let them pull you off. Hold them tight.
你要紧紧地抓住他们，不要把他们弄丢了。
As if they will be with you everywhere you go.
好像他们会跟着你，不论到何处去都在一起。
Okay. Now here comes the revelation.
好，给你个启示。谢谢二位。
Here comes the revelation.
这个启示来了。
The Bible say.
圣经说。
Surely goodness, top. That's the Hebrew word, top.
Top 就是恩惠。
And the other word mercy is the Hebrew word for favor.
另外一个词。
No, second word mercy for favor.
哦，第二个慈爱这个意思也是恩惠的意思。
And favor will be with you.
这个恩惠与你同在。
Now watch, the favor of God shall be with you all the days of your life.
所以神的恩惠会一生一世的跟随你。
How long?
多久？
All the days of your life.
凡你存活的日子。
Do you have favor on Monday?
你礼拜一有没有恩惠？
Monday is a day, right? Monday.
礼拜一就是一天嘛。
Yeah.
对不对？
Tuesday, do you have favor?
礼拜二有没有恩惠？
Wednesday, do you have favor?
第三天呢？礼拜三。
First day is still a day, right?
礼拜四也是一天。
Friday.Day, Saturday, Sunday, every day,
每一天
all the days of our life, God say, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life.
你生命的每一日，神的恩惠与慈爱都会跟随你。
There is a lot of doubt and unbelief in our life.
在我们生命当中有很多的不幸与怀疑。
We don't believe that God is good to us.
我们不相信神真的对我们这么好。
Someday we believe God is good, someday we believe God is bad.
有的时候我们相信他是位好神，有时候我们觉得他很坏。
Someday we felt that we have favor, someday we felt where is the favor of God? Because we don't walk in revelation.
有的时候我们觉得神给我们恩惠，有的时候我们找不到恩惠在哪儿，就是因为我们没有行在启示里。
Because we don't understand.
因为你不了解。
That today.
今天。
Is the same day.
是同样这一天。
As what day?
是跟哪一天一样呢?
Ladies and gentlemen, today, tomorrow is the same day as Psalms 23 verse 6.
今天明天都是同一天，就是诗篇二十三篇第六节讲的那一天。
All the days of our life.
就是你生命当中的每一天。
The favor of God will follow you.
神的恩惠都会跟随你。
Whether you go to Taipei,
不管你去台北。
Whether you go to Taichung,
台中。
Whether you go south to Tainan or Kaohsiung,
去台南到高雄。
The favor of God is with you.
神的恩惠与你同在。
If the favor of God is with you,
而神的恩惠与你同在。
Ladies and gentlemen,
各位。
Then you should have victory and success in life.
你在生命当中就有得胜跟成功。
You must not allow failure to remain as a permanent failure in your life.
你不能让生命暂时的失败成为永久失败。
Every setback is temporary.
每一个挫折都是暂时的。
It can be changed.
可以被改变。
By favor.
借着神的恩惠。
You say why?
为什么呢？
Because David found out in Psalms 40.
因为大卫在诗篇四十篇说
When the enemy come against him,
当仇敌来攻击他
they want to destroy him,
他们要毁灭他
But he says in verse 11,
可是他在十一节说
By this will I know,
借此我明白
He says, I know what? That the enemy cannot triumph over me 41 verse 11, sorry 41 verse 11 By this I know that my enemy do not triumph over me because thou favors me
诗篇四十一篇十一节，因我的仇敌不得向我夸胜，我从此便知道你喜爱我。
When the enemy comes against you,
当仇敌来攻击你。
When Goliath come against you,
当哥利亚来了。
You must look into the face of the enemy,
你要看着这仇敌的脸。
And say, you cannot win me.
你说你不能胜过我。
You may win one battle.
也许在一场战役你得胜
But you will not win the war.
可是你不能得胜整个战争
I will win over you
我得胜你
By the favor of God
借着神的恩惠
David understood this
大卫了解
None of his enemy
他的仇敌没有一个人
Ever took his head
能够把他的头拿走
Until the day he died he was still the king
到他死的那日他都是王
Then secondly
第二点
David understood the reality of the power of favor
大卫了解这个恩惠实在的力量。
In Psalms 30,
在诗篇三十篇。
In Psalms 30,
诗篇三十篇。
And he says in verse 5,
第五节。
For his anger endured but a moment, in his favor is life. Verse 7, Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong.
因他的怒气不过是转眼之间他的恩典乃是一生之久第七节耶和华你曾施恩叫我的江山稳固
By the favor David knew he will be strong
这是神的恩典大卫知道他会强壮
But what was he fighting against
那他在征战什么
Verse 2
第二节
O Lord my God I cried unto thee and thou hast healed me
耶和华我的神啊我曾呼求你你医治了我
O Lord thou hast brought up my soul from the graveThou hast kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit.
耶和华你曾把我的灵魂从阴间救上来使我存活不至于下坑。
He was fighting against sickness and disease.
他在与疾病跟死亡征战。
A deadly disease wanted to take his life.
这些每天的疾病好像要夺取他的生命。
He knew without a miracle he would perish and he would die in the grave.
他知道假如没有神迹奇事的话他一定会死掉。
But the Bible say,
圣经说
Lord by your favor,
神啊借着你的恩惠
I will be made strong
我会强壮
And so in verse 11 He turned my mourning into dancing
所以在十一节说你将我的哀哭变为跳舞
God answered his prayer
神听了他的祷告
God healed him
神医治了他
By the favor of God
借着神的恩惠
No sickness and disease will bring you to your grave
没有任何的疾病会让你死亡
Cry out to God for the favor
向神哭求要恩惠
And by his favor
借着他的恩惠
He will bring healing to your body
来给医治你的身体
So the favor of God is a very practical reality
所以神的恩惠是一个非常实际的东西
David understood this
大卫了解
But tonight
今晚
You must understand
你一定要了解
How to walk in the favor of God
如何走在神的恩惠里
Ladies and gentlemen
所以各位呢
I'm going to put one key into your hands tonight
我今天晚上要放一只钥匙在你手中
And by this key
借这个钥匙
The devil will be very afraid of you. How many want the devil to be afraid of you?
魔鬼会怕你。有多少人想要魔鬼怕你？
How many want the devil to be afraid of you?
你要魔鬼多么怕你呢？
Amen. I'm going to put a key into your hand.
现在把一个钥匙放在你手中。
How many of you want this key?
有多少人要这个钥匙？
Oh, you want this key?
你要。
Pastor Tai, should I give him this key?
戴牧师要不要给他？
Oh, yes, already.
他说他有了。
Hallelujah. I want to pass this key into your hand.
现在把这个钥匙给你。
And the moment we pass this key into your hand, we're going to lead in celebration praise, alright? Get a song ready.
然后我们就唱这个, 庆祝得胜的歌。
Are you ready?
预备好了吗?
Once you catch the revelation,
你一旦得到这个启示,
God will turn your mourning into joy, into dancing.
神会把你的哀哭变为跳舞。
First thing,
第一件事,
you must understand and accept the truth.
你一定要了解并且接受这个事实。
This is the truth.
这个事实呢?
That you are God's peculiar treasure.
你是神的宝藏。
When are you God's peculiar treasure?
When?
When are you going to be God's peculiar treasure?
什么时候你会成为神的宝藏?
When you are spiritual?
当你属灵的时候吗?
Maybe 10 years from now, if I go to a Bible college?
10年之后你上神学院的时候吗?
When are you going to be the peculiar treasure?
什么时候你会成为神的宝藏?
Maybe I pray in tongues for 10 hours?
当你祷告10个小时之后吗?
When will you become God's peculiar treasure?
你什么时候成为神的宝藏?
When?
什么时候?
When?
现在。
Are you ready?
预备好了吗?
Would you all stand up to your feet?
大家都站起来。
Now, if you believe that now, not tomorrow,
假如你相信是现在，不是明天,
not 1 month from now,
也不是一个月之后,
now,
现在,
you are God's peculiar treasure.
你是神特殊的宝藏。
Who are you?
你是谁?
You are God's peculiar treasure.
你是神特殊的宝藏。
By the revelation of the truth of God.
借着神的启示。
Right?
对不对?
And I told you.
那么我告诉你,
at the beginning.
在一开始就说了,
Exodus 19 talks about the peculiar treasure. But in Deuteronomy 32, what did we say?
这出埃及记第19章我们说神特殊的宝藏, 那么申命记32章我们说什么呢?
We say what? Peculiar treasure means we are the apple of his eye.
这神特殊的宝藏就是神眼中的同人。
What does it mean to be an apple of God's eye?
什么叫做神眼中的同人?
Favor.
恩惠。
Favor.
恩惠。
Ladies and gentlemen.
所以各位呢?
Right now.
现在。
You are.
你是。
God's peculiar treasure, right?
你是神特殊的宝藏。
Amen.
Wait. Right now.
现在。
You are. The apple of God's eyes, right?
你是神眼中的同人，对吧?
You are the favor of God.
你是神的恩惠。Not
tomorrow.
不是明天。You
are right now.
你现在就是。Right
now.
你现在就是。That's
the revelation. Right now.
这个就是启示。Right
now. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Right now. Ladies and gentlemen,
所以各位,
what is your name?
你叫什么名字?
Huh? Oh, no. What's your name, brother?
你叫什么名字,弟兄?
他说他叫恩惠。 Ladies and gentlemen, if we are in God's favor today, our name is called Mr. and Miss or Mrs. Favor, that's your name. You are favor. You are favor. Walk in the favor. Walk in the favor. Walk in the favor.